morning, and welcome to Tech Talk on K1 1400 and 93.3. Brought to you by Ernest Heating and Air, NBR Electronics, and IT Village. Question about your technical device, your computer, your cell phone? 1-800-749-5936. 1-800-749-5936. And now, your host of Tech Talk, Charles Miller of NBR Electronics, and Charles Mall of IT Village. It's Tech Talk on K1 1400 and 93.3. Good morning. It is time now for our Tech Talk program. And Charles Ball is with us here, flying solo today from IT Village. How you doing there, young man?
Hey, doing well. Liking this sunshine. It's a nice thing to wake up to this morning.
That can go on for a while. You always bring in some of the most fascinating things. And well, I'm not sure what you have here, but it looks cool.
Well, this actually is a hotspot from T-Mobile.
It looks a little different than the traditional hotspots I've seen.
It is. It's a lot bigger because you look, it's got a big battery in it.
So this huge.
This thing will last all day. But I use this for, I've got several customers now who've got issues with, access to the internet, and they live right here in town.
Like
really? They won't get AT&T, they won't get Sparklight. They can't get BartNet. They can't get WakeMe. There's all kinds of restrictions now that we didn't have to deal with before. So what's coming on pretty strong right now is these hotspots. Because what the hotspots are, basically it's a wireless, like a cell service.
Okay.
So it's using the towers to actually get the signal. And you get good speeds. Like this one will go up to, I think, 200 megabit downloads.
Wowee.
And 50 up. So, it's got better speeds than a lot of broadband connections provide.
It does, yeah.
So it's a deal.
Wow.
It's a deal. And I think these things are like $50 a month. It'll cost you a little bit to buy one because they are pretty heavy duty, but they have a good range. I have people using them for their whole house. Their TV, their streaming, their phones, their tablets. So it basically does good coverage.
Wow. Very interesting. That is called Insego?
Well, this is the brand. This is Insego, which is a 5G hotspot. Because 5G seems to be the hot ticket right now as far as getting really good performance and give you a lot of bandwidth. Mm-hmm. I think this one's like 100 gig worth of downloads in a month.
Whoa.
So, that's enough streaming movie where you can watch movies every night. Mm-hmm. That shouldn't be an issue.
I like this.
Yeah.
So it's a nice alternative.
Yeah. It's kind of fun. And, people that are traveling, see what's handy about it, notice it's a mobile device. It's battery powered, so you can take this anywhere.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been doing. I've been testing it in different places, see how well it works. Some places are naturally more restricted, but it has to do with the signal coming from the tower.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you have a tower that's got a building in front of it or, it's got some, because it's still a line of sight thing for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
But it's much more flexible than that because the 5G towers are all coming up. So having 5G service here pretty early on has been kind of nice because I've been using this thing for probably about 3 or 4 months and really got to test it out. So that's why I put it into play at several residences. So that's pretty fun.
Pretty cool. What else is shaking tech-wise today?
Well, I've just been working on everybody's issues and trying to figure out how to find some time to work on my own. And because I've got several projects going. And like yesterday, I had a couple of issues with laptops that people brought me. And the display was messed up. They were like HP, like a little over a year old. So here, just out of warranty.
Mm-hmm.
Just out of the warranty. Just missed it by a few months. But now all of a sudden the display flickers. And this could be a problem with like the Windows 10 updates. People who have Windows 10 machines.
Yeah, I've been getting tagged with that.
Because their drivers are going through this change right now. I think I described that here a few weeks ago where... Mm-hmm. The drivers are now getting put in a different spot And so it's kind of going through this transition, but trying to get the correct one is kind of a challenge. But, you know, most people don't have that kind of thing. It's usually some kind of a hardware issue. So you plug in an external monitor, it works fine. It's just the internal little ribbon connection that takes that LED panel down to your, you know, your actual motherboard. It's kind of fragile. So, you know, if you have that lid open and close enough times, you could weaken those things. But usually it's not a problem. But I think it's just the quality's kind of gone down. That's what I'm noticing.
Can't make them fast enough.
Well, it's just cheap Chinese electronics. Yeah. You know, they keep cutting corners and finding ways to get something out there cheaper. But it's not like the laptops have gotten that cheap. Because, I mean, I think in the last 2 or 3 years, prices have really gone up. They try to make cheaper ones. But, you know, you need to look to see what you're sacrificing when the price goes down. Because the processor is an important piece to that. If you get a really weak processor, this thing is chugging, you know, it's like it's going uphill all the time. You know, so it never ends.
One of the best buys I ever made, believe it or not, was a little, like a $150 Chromebook about 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And the thing just went on forever. I mean, it got used to death is what problem was. So, you know, after about 5 years, you figured it was probably going to go. And it did. It was a very good investment, and it was just a little engine that could.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they're hanging around that much longer these days.
Well, if you notice on Chromebooks, like I got one of those too. I think mine was probably about 4 years old. And the thing is really a nice little unit for $150. I still use it today. But the problem with the Chromebook, they have a life cycle. Like all of a sudden, when they hit like 4 or 5 years, all of a sudden, no updates, you know, they basically quit supporting it. And so they just drop it like a hot potato, and now you're forced to have to go to something else. And the newer generation, you notice you can't find those $150 you know, Chromebooks anymore. I don't know what's happened to them, but they've disappeared, and now the prices are more like $400 and $500. You're trying to compete with regular Windows and Mac machines, and so that's kind of changed the mix quite a bit, because I like those Chromebooks because they're much simpler. They start up right away because they're all browser based. So the Chrome OS basically is kind of come to life here the last few months. So now, instead of being just a browser, they've got an operating system in there. So, you know, it's all going to this Linux core. Everybody's going to have some kind of a Unix based core, it looks like, because they got all this processing power, and then they'll just make it look like a Chromebook or Windows or a Mac, you know, so
put the cosmetics on it.
Yeah, it just keeps evolving, you know. It's just one day to the next. Let's see what's next.
I'm amazed that our laptops are even lasting as long as they do. I've seen the way folks who are quite mobile treat those things. You know, the first 2 or 3 months, it's the new baby. After that, it's throwing the car. And, let's get rolling. We got to go to the next place.
They are pretty hardy, and part of that has to do with the components are so much smaller.
Yeah,
there's so much lower power, so there's not as much demand on them, and so now they've got some pretty good life to them. But like I say, they cut the corners on some things, like the power. Really should be going down. You shouldn't have to use too much power to run those things. But the connections in the back, I'm sure Charles Miller can tell you, he sees a lot of broken connections because it's hooked directly to the motherboard. And those things, you know, all of a sudden when you're pulling on your laptop and it's plugged in,
yeah, it
really stresses those things out. So you got issues like that. But the life of those things, probably 5 years is about the max, you know. So I don't think they have as long a life as a desktop, actually. But you know, the other thing is they got those solid state drives now, because before, if you toss a laptop and you've got a spinning drive in there, that spinning drive can hit the platter. All of a sudden, your drive is gone.
You're done. And people are using their laptops as if they were, you know, desktops. You know, so
You can. As a matter of fact, I've had a couple of people that I've just hooked them up with a monitor and a keyboard, and now you can close the lid, and get the whole machine kind of out of the way and just use the keyboard and the mouse and the monitor, and you're good.
Very good. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more with Charles Moll right here on Tech Talk.
Shop the first Saturday in Pawhuska today.
Blue Sky Bank, supporting and serving the community with great customer service, online banking, and paying the highest interest rates on checking in Pawhuska. Stop by today. Blue Sky Bank on Kaihika in Pawhuska. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Fancy Feathers Boutique on the east side of Pawhuska sports the cutest spring fashions and jeans, boutique items, tanning bands, archer cleaners, flowers, and plants. All at Fancy Feathers Boutique, 803 East Main.
Bartlesville Print Shop is where Pawhuska goes for all their printing. Personal, office, special events. Bartlesville Print Shop has you covered. Personalized printing on sports and promotional products.
Apparel,
hoodies,
shirts,
graphic designing, posters, and banners. It's Bartlesville Print Shop for professional printing and graphics with fast turnaround.
Second and Dewey, Bartlesville.
It's time to shop and experience Sister's Attic. From spring home decor, new and used items, old-fashioned candies, Watkin products, and more. Sister's Attic on Main, just across the alley from the Merck in Pawhuska.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. Our phone lines are open, by the way. You can talk to Charles. He's the expert. I just answered the phone. 1-800-749-5936. Toll free. So, Charles, what's new?
Well, just setting up stuff for myself, for my customers, and getting some travel in because my weekends have just been tied up. I've been gone for a while.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, so I was gone there for 2 weeks, came back last Friday just to do the show last Saturday. Mm-hmm. And so today, yeah.
Here's a man that's seen the world and he's never joined the Navy. I guess that's...
Well, you know, the flying time is starting to take back off.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I talked about that last time. Mm-hmm. It's everybody and their dog now is flying. And speaking of everybody and their dog, yeah, I'm surprised how many people do bring their dogs now. You know, service dogs,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So there sure is a lot of that action going on. But, you know, they seem to be pretty well behaved because I see that not being so much an issue.
They don't know they're flying.
No.
They just think they're going for a ride in the car.
Kids know they're flying.
Oh, kids know, yeah. Boy, do they.
Yeah, but the flights have been full, so it's been good. You know, one thing I was wanting to talk about this morning is, you know, how do we actually get tech stuff in and out of our lives, because you know it takes so much to do the piddly things that you know they can kind of be both a blessing and a curse.
We found this out during Corona, didn't we?
yeah people all of a sudden really get really dependent upon it, and now they're probably more dependent upon the technology stuff now than ever.
Yeah,
you know, when you can't get out and but it is nice being able to do the curbside service. That's been kind of a nice thing, and having the restaurants basically offer that kind of stuff has really been kind of nice. It's improved considerably this last year, so I've enjoyed the stuff that's good for takeout. Mm-hmm. So, but you know, in general, the tech stuff is so in your face that you can't get away from it. You can't get away from it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm basically swinging one way, so that tech just kind of becomes the overwhelming dominant thing, and then I swing it right back out so that you can get totally away. That's why I was telling you, you know, we've had a lot of family gatherings here lately and create that balance, because you got to put the human element back in there.
Because
or else people just, you know, forget you're there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I've kind of enjoyed doing a lot of reading, because when I'm on the plane, that's what I do. I'll be reading. And there's a lot of good reading stuff out there now. There's good podcasts. You can watch movies. I'm trying to put the movies down because they probably have less of a good impact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where technology is stuff that you can kind of retain and, you know, hopefully use, you know, moving forward. Because I'm in this baby boomer generation, which you can probably relate to, that, you know, we have different issues to deal with now.
We do.
It's a different world. So now I've you know, ever since the first of the year, it's just like instant aging. You know, I hit the wall with, first they said, well, it was Corona, and then it turned into pneumonia, and you know, it was just stuff that basically just showstoppers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know? You get those back-to-back, you're not having a good winter.
No. So that was a tough start for me this year.
It was.
But the technology stuff, you know, does have its place. So we just need to figure out what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it's just learning. Because, like, for example, since the first year, I've read several books about your spine, you know, how your back works. It's like the backbone Bible. You know, I was reading that book, and there was a lot of good stuff that's all about, like, the nervous system and the brain, keeping your brain sharp, like that Gupta guy, what's his name?
Sanjay Gupta.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's got that book about keeping your brain sharp. He says, you know, just because you get older doesn't mean your brain quits growing.
Mm-hmm.
You can still make, you know, new brain cells. And so it's a really good book. I'm only about halfway through there, but it's pretty concentrated, and it gives you good practical ways mm-hmm. of dealing with keeping yourself sharp.
Taking the clouds away.
Yeah. And then the other side is just your general health. Now,
yeah.
Like back issues and the neuropathy. You know, we've got all kinds of stuff now. And I always thought, well, you know, you can tell when you're around old people when all they talk about is their health issues. But now I are one. So
welcome to the club.
I've joined the crowd, and now I can relate, and I'm not going to criticize anymore.
No.
Yeah,
you're going to sympathize.
Yeah.
And empathize.
We got to figure out how to keep all the moving parts moving and keeping yourself, you know, active and sharp, because mm-hmm. it's a really important thing as you get older, I'm finding out. So yeah.
I saw an article. Boy, golly, I wish I could reference it. But one of the things that has come about because of Zoom and everything else and people having these online meetings and what have you, people were kind of forced to look at themselves a little bit
more
often. And, you know, as the pandemic is starting to, we're slowly getting better.
Yeah.
More and more people are signing up for cosmetic surgery.
Is that right?
Yeah. They're like going, gee, I didn't realize I had bags under my eyes. Wow, I got to get that fixed. Or, hey, you know, I need some plugs. Or, hey, you know, what about getting rid of this third chin, you know? And there's been a lot of gain in the cosmetic surgery realm there. Just because people didn't like the way that they appeared on camera. You know, that's weird.
Yeah, well, I think there's a lot of stuff that's not quite going to go back to what we considered normal before, you know. So we're going to have a taste of that this year to see how things are really going to kind of operate going forward, because I think we have access to so much information, but I think most people that I'm seeing, they don't even know how to operate the equipment they have, you know, let alone changing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I got to figure out how to peel this thing back and really get into it, but really get out of it. You know,
well, you're walking a tightrope, son.
It's tough. It's tough. Somebody's got to do it, though. So I figure, well, I'll start making my little short stories based on those little episodes where I have to deal with this or that. Because the elderly should really be able to benefit from this. But, you know, the number one thing I always get with the elderly is passwords. Can you fix my password?
They want it simple.
Well, they want it simple, but, you know, you still have end up having to write it down somewhere.
You do.
And I remember where that is, that somewhere is. So
yeah,
there's
well,
a lot of that.
Now you're getting tricky there, you youngster.
Well, I have to have a place to put that stuff, too, because I have lots of passwords to deal with. I just don't want to have to deal with everybody else's. You know,
so ABC123 is not a good one, huh?
Well, sometimes they won't let you use stuff like that.
No, they won't. Most places they won't. They're like, no.
No, you're going to go with 8 characters or better. You're going to go with numbers. You're going to go with
symbols,
upper and lower case and a symbol.
Yeah.
So trying to come up with a good combination is a real trick. So, that's
and then the another trick is trying to remember it. It's
that's
like, I got in. Oh, what did I do? Yeah, that's where I can sympathize with folks who are a little bit older than most.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow, I did it. Oh, what did I do?
Yeah. Yeah, just, well, and that's the other thing. I'm finding out it's so important just to write things down. Like,
yes.
Like people that have got good at journaling, mm-hmm. they're really starting to benefit from that now, mm-hmm. because you can, like my sister, for example, she writes everything down in her journal book,
uh-huh.
so she knows who she talked to, when, you know, what was discussed, and to the point where, you know, you've got kind of your professional side, and then you've got your personal side, but you really have a reference point because mm-hmm. you can't remember. Every day you're introducing yourself to your new self, you know, because every day is different. Because mm-hmm. one thing I was reading in my memory book is, you know, once you remember something and recall it, uh-huh. now it's changed somehow. So that's why if you recall the same thing enough times, it gets embellished, it gets altered, mm-hmm. you know, in your own brain. So think mm-hmm. about that.
Wow.
You know, so you have an impact. So instead of writing the same thing like you do on a hard drive, it gets modified somehow. So, and I'm sure the computers are doing the same thing. So I need to draw this analogy from how the systems work and how I work and figure out, okay, how do I make this work for me?
Charles, I tell you what, you always seem to take the more interesting route, but it's always the route that somebody has to take, and you just say, I'm the guy for the job, you know, so really marvel at some of the things you're able to pull off. We're going to take a quick break here. It is 7:51, more of Tech Talk coming up after this one-minute timeout.
Ernest Heat and Air says, don't let the summer heat catch you off guard. Have your air conditioner serviced or replaced with a new high-efficiency air conditioner. Call Ernest Heat and Air today at 918-335-3057 to have your AC checked. That's Ernest Heat and Air, 918-335-3057, 709 Northeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Check their website at ErnestHeatandAir.com.
If you're wanting to tingle your taste buds, Mayra's Mexican Grill is serving up some great Mexican food and lunch combinations for just $4.99. Order from their extensive menu. Tacos, taco salad, fajitas, enchiladas, chimichangas, seafood specialties, and more. Take the family to lunch and be sure to ask about their kids' menu. That's Mayra's Mexican Grill. Dine in, carry out, and DoorDash. 207 South Comanche Avenue, phone number 918-766-1461. Mayra's is now hiring part-time cooks and servers.
Good morning, 7:52, and it's Tech Talk, and you can call in if you'd like to speak with Charles at 1-800-749-5936. What's buzzing in the tech world?
Well, I tell you, everywhere I look at everybody's machine and equipment they have set up, mm-hmm. one of the things that never seems to get addressed is cable management.
Cable, the spaghetti in the back.
it's not just in the back, it's on the floor. It's you try to hide it, you try to put it, you know, so that it's not, uh-huh. you don't have to kick it with your feet, you know, stuff like that. So I have several things that I did this week to clean up several places. So I found these little clips. These are actually cable clips that are, they have adhesive on one side, and they let you run six cables. So I put
nice
these
little channels created in there
yeah.
for each cable.
Yeah. Yep. So it keeps the cables kind of separated, and you stick it underneath the desk so you don't have to look at it. But most people have these power strips, you know, so they can hook multiple yeah. gadgets in there. And those things typically have screw holes in the back where you can mount it. So I like to mount those in the very back, on top, inside, on the desk, so that all the cables actually get off the floor.
Away from danger, like your feet.
yeah, you shouldn't have to kick stuff like that, and you know, it just makes it so much cleaner. And then to kind of clean up the cables, I use a lot of these, I buy this wire wrap. It's, what is it, Velcro?
Velcro, yeah.
Velcro. I get Velcro, and I buy it by the spool, you know, so I have like 50 feet of it, and I cut off little chunks and then wrap it around, because instead of tie wraps are not very forgiving. When they're on
they stay
on. And you know, things just change. So when you need to pull a cable out, you got to cut it off. And
redo
so
it.
Yeah. With this Velcro, you pull it off and then you put it back on.
Uh-huh.
So it's a much cleaner way to deal with stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then for some of the bigger cables, I have hooks. I found a bunch of hooks that were like, you know, they screw into, they're like those bicycle hooks,
uh-huh.
you know, that you hook up in your garage on the ceiling so that mm-hmm. you can hang your bike. Well, I've got some smaller ones like that for big cables, because I work in environments where I have like 10 monitors hooked up to one computer.
Hmm.
And now you got lots of cables. And now like I did one earlier this week, that I had two sets of monitors, so that one on the same box, and you had to switch between them. So, you know, it gets kind of tricky when you have that many monitors. I'm hoping Windows 10 is starts addressing that a little better. So we'll see. But there's so much you can do to clean up your cables. Like I see you guys have tie wraps here on your cables going to your mics. You know, all your stuff back here.
And well, that's kind of a mess back
there. And then, when you look behind the desk, yeah, that's where it looks like a rat's nest.
Yeah.
You know, you have to just kind of unpeel that back. But getting one cable out of the mix, it's such a mess unless you do some kind of cable management. And it's not that hard to do. You can buy these. I get these kind of things like at Lowe's or Home Depot. And, you know, I think these things, I got these for like 50 cents a piece.
Wow.
You know, so it's an inexpensive way to do it. And the Velcro stuff, is you just buy it by the reel. It's not that big. But it sure is nice being able to sweep underneath your computer desk and get to the floor without, you know, fighting your cables. So those are little things, but they're my little pet peeves.
Yeah.
As far as making that a little more palatable, because when I have to crawl around, I don't want to have to crawl around for too long.
Yeah. No.
You know,
no,
I'll go down. I'll go down my knees for a little bit. But.
I know. I know what you're saying. Getting down's pretty easy. Getting up, well, hello.
Yeah, it's not so much fun.
No.
The other thing I noticed, there's some really good deals right now on those LED monitors. Like when you start going up over the 22 and 23 inch, you get 24, you get 27, you get big monitors now for a little over 100 bucks. Like you can buy them locally at Staples or, you know, there's a lot of good places you can get those now, but they're just really dirt cheap. And the thing to look for there is to get those LED ones, because the LEDs are the real low power, so there's nothing to hardly wear out on them. You know, there's some electronics in there that can get weak, but in general, low power, that lasts a long time. So it's a good time to buy stuff like that if you have an old dog monitor that probably should be replaced.
There you go. 7:57, we got a few minutes left here in the program, and if you'd like to make a call, you always can. 1-800-749-5936, it is toll free. And Charles Maul is with us. Charles Miller is on a little bit of vacation. He's on special assignment.
Well, he's got the family. You know, his sons are starting to get scattered about, so when they come to town.
Yep, I know how that is. He's got to do it.
Yeah, and his wife is ready for him to kind of peel out, because he works all day. You know, he puts in long hours, and he's like me. He needs to kind of find that balance and get a little family time in there, because those days, the older you get, the more precious they are.
You bet they are. You bet.
So that's a big deal. So I've really enjoyed our little family get-togethers. And like we had one last weekend for one of my brothers. It was a birthday. I probably had about 25 people. Oh. And then we had Zoom sessions. Yeah. So we had people calling in from Georgia, from Virginia, and Colorado, and so that was fun, kind of including them, because they were part of the entertainment just all by themselves. They were fun.
And you have family spread out just like everybody, all over the place.
I do. Yeah, the next thing is to try to get to the international scene. And now I got to deal with time zones.
Oh yeah, that can be tricky.
Yeah, like Brazil, for example. I've got some relatives down in around São Paulo, and you know, I didn't realize how far east São Paulo is. You know, you would think it'd just be straight south.
No, there's a shift there.
No, there's several hours difference. You know, going that direction. So, but anyway, we're adjusting. We're adjusting, making it work, and getting connected, especially with family stuff. You know, you got to do it.
Yeah,
you
got to
make time, and that's how you keep families kind of tight and communicating, and you know, want to get together.
Where can we find you online?
I'm actually at itvillage.one, and because the rest of the time I'm pretty much outbound, probably
a lot,
80% of the time. So I'm very seldom there. So when I'm there, I just work on my projects.
I understand how that goes. You gotta keep your focus.
Yep.
Indeed.
So I like holding up. So it's almost like my man cave, because I've got screens everywhere, and I can block out the light, you know, and I'm getting into my Zoom sessions.
Well, Charles, thank you for being with us today, and I hope you have yourself a great weekend.
Thanks. You do the same.
All right. You've been listening to Tech Talk, and we've got our news coming up next at the top of the hour.
Are you getting married? Get the gift of life insurance. Call Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-5460. This is KWON Bartlesville, K227-CQ Bartlesville.